Welcome everybody. Shir number 1205. What learned today? Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv. The Rebbein Tzis Lila Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe and Lurafur Shleim and Mirim Rezel Bas Dina. Our learning should talk about as chus for Klal Yisrael, should be megan on Klal Yisrael protection. Okay, getting back to our malacha of Goizei's shearing. Okay, so we are in the middle of establishing. We're talking about we finishing off the introduction in reference to combing and brushing hair. So just real quickly, just to review what we have, we said if somebody brushes their hair, again, it's now a simen is shin gimel at the end, sif chav zayin, and that's where the Mechaber brings it down. If somebody brushes or combs their hair, it's impossible that they won't be uprooting hairs. And the Mishnah explained to us from a Gemara that that these are hairs that are sort of like the semi-attached to the head, but they are still attached to the head. And the person, when they comb the hair, they want to get rid of the, you know, to remove the, if you want to call it, the dangling hairs that we saw, that we spoke about. And that is part of the process that it actually makes it, even though it might be a psikresha, whereby somebody might not even have in mind to do that, but it's what we call nichale. It's good for them. They're removing the hairs that are sort of like dangling and like this. That is part of the process of straightening out their hair. So be it as it may, however you want to slice it and dice it, it's a problem. It's usa to do, and in general, it's especially in general, we're going to say it's a deraisa because it's a psikresha, the nichale in general. Now we're going to see possibly in softer brushes, a pig's hair brush, but we have to talk about how that works. What are we going to deal with? It maybe it's possibly not a psikresha whereby hairs will come out all the time, but we have to see exactly how that works. Not so simple, the whole thing, because the Mishnah Berurah says actually that over there in Sifkatan Pei Vav, which we were talking about last time, that even a soft brush that's not a psikresha would still be usur. Says the Mishnah Berurah would still be usur, because of the fact that it removes the sort of like dangling hairs, the hairs that a person doesn't want when they straighten out their hair. But we're going to see how that works exactly. Okay, but I just wanted to talk about one interesting thing that the Mishnah Berurah actually brings down. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, we have to understand, when he brings down something that was quoted by Achrayin or whatever the case is, it's not just Tommy brings it down. He wants to bring out a point. Obviously, the Mishnah Berurah was written extremely meticulously with Ruach HaKodesh and everything else, and one has to be, and the Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim, he put in anything, whatever was put in there, we have to learn a lesson from. So he says like this, in Sifkatan Pei Vav, the second part, he says, Kasav B'Sefer Yeshuas Yaakov, he says, Re'isi Anashim, so in the Sefer Yeshuas Yaakov, he brings down, Re'isi Anashim Mekilim Lisrek Roshim B'Shabbos. He said that the Yeshuas Yaakov said, and Mishnah Berurah bring him down again, that he sees people that they're makel and combing and brushing their hair on Shabbos. And they're doing it as though ki'ilu, we're talking about regular from people, they're doing it as though ki'ilu, you're allowed to comb and brush your hair, what's the problem? There's no issue with it. So kamat nasa dava beheta islam. So he says, it's like, you know, ovei, what a terrible thing that's going on. Lava b'shat nefesh, l'chalal Shabbos b'yadayim. Then mamish, pure chilal Shabbos by these people who are sitting and combing and brushing their hair. So he says further, may roi l'chol chochem be'ire l'hazer al zeh. It's an important thing that every chochem, every rav, poisek, whatever, should get up and, you know, explain that we don't comb hair. We don't comb and brush our hair on Shabbos. And he says, "Ula yishmu v'yikhu Musa." He says, maybe people are going to listen. That sounds like that's how bad it was. Okay, so now he says an interesting thing. He says that, okay, so if you would ask these people, he says, but you ask the people, like, you know, what are you doing? They say, what do you mean? Umashem meshivim shemuchrach l'sakin sa'arav sa'roisav k'deish le'iz gana b'fnei chaverav. I have to go to shul. I mean, I look like my hair's a mess. I mean, I can't go out. A man and a woman, moreover, I mean, I can't go out. We're talking about, again, a single woman, a married woman, obviously the hair is covered, but a single woman or a man, how could I go out? My hair looks like a mess. People are going to laugh at me. It's like a joke. So says the Mishnah Berurah, We understand that. We understand that. But it doesn't mean you could go ahead and comb and brush your hair. And then he says, we're going to see that there's possibly a way with this pig's hair brush extremely lightly to do, possibly. But we're going to see how in the next sif cotton. But then he says the most simplest way, Mavad kolzeh, halo yochol lochif ulefas feisa reisav bayad. We said, what did we say last time, right? A couple of shiurim ago, we said the Ramah. The Ramah says that one could, to rub and separate their hair with their fingers, with the hand, with the fingers, like it's some sort of a comb, the fingers. It's a thicker type of a comb. And whereby when you rub your hair, the hair with your fingers, it's not a secretion whereby you'll be pulling out the hair, which we'll explain. So says the Mishnah Berurah, again at the end, the last line in Sifkat and Peivav, Mavad kol zeh halo yochol lochay fulafas feisareise bayad v'lo meyavar isa chomer kazeh biyadayim. So what, in other words, there is a way, we see that there is a way to do it, to straighten out your hair, right? And we understand. Good, the person doesn't want to go out looking like a mess, looking like he has a mop on his head, as they say in English, right? Some people's hair are a little bit longer, and it really could get out of shape. So we understand that, and it's a good taina, if you want to say, it's a good plead. I can't go out like that, but we explain that the Ramah says, good. So take your fingers, and just straighten out your hair. That's not a problem. That could be done. So, but why should one be over the isra of combing or brushing where it's mamsha vaday, where for sure that hair will be coming out, and it's mamsha isra deraisa. So it's a very important thing to keep in mind, this whole thing of combing and brushing hair. And you see, Taka, sometimes, I hate to say, sometimes you go to shul, you see that people, their hair were mamish combed or brushed, really, really nicely well, So, okay, so it might not look 100% if a person uses their fingers or whatever the case might be, but nevertheless, it's a way of, it could be done. Why should somebody come on to such a Isra Mamsha Isra Torah, and there's no heta for this to, comb or brush their hair? So I just wanted to bring that out. Extremely important point, what the Mishnah Berurah brings down. He goes out of his way to bring this Yeshuas Yaakov, which he, like I said, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't always stam bring an achra, and it talks about a certain malacha, a certain thing that's going on. But in this case, here and there, the Mishnah Berurah does. There are certain times and cases that the Mishnah Berurah does. Whatever it is, there's another case, I forgot where it was exactly, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a whole case in time where there was actually Rachman al-Slan mixed dancing. He goes into that in detail, and is very upset over the whole thing, what in the world is going on. So, but there's another thing where he brings down that Mamish the Yeshuas Yaakov, people are combing and brushing the hair, and they have to know they're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. And there are ways to work with messed up hair, like we said, with one's fingers, brushing it through, with their fingers and the hand and so on. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha Merocha Kol Tuv.